Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rich Severson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bob Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Otis moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hermann moves to third. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is hit by the pitch. Berry moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Hermann scores. Berry moves to third. John moves to second. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to third. Keough throws the ball into Schall, who tags May for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Brien. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. O'Brien steals second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 1 in the game. Severson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. John strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Otis strikes out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. John hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-2 in the game. Severson bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to second. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is walked intentionally. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Royals won. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Wright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. John Matias pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. John hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. John Matias now playing right field. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. 1 out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-2 in the game. Severson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.